Well, this article is started by a lovely picture of an elderly lady. She's sitting in a wheelchair. She's got a birthday cake on her lap and she's got one of those balloons that says happy birthday. And she's got the most amazing smile on her face. And the headline says, "You didn't think a little virus was going to finish me off, did you? Pensioner 93 wins in battle against COVID-19. A feisty pensioner has beaten the odds after winning her battle against the coronavirus, declaring, "You didn't think a little virus was going to finish me off, did you?" Great-grandmother Dorothy Franklin contracted COVID-19 while she was in hospital, having suffered from sepsis and a chest infection. But the defiant pensioner overcame the virus, which has claimed 260,000 lives worldwide, and was allowed to return home on the day of her 93rd birthday. Dorothy had been rushed to Bloomfield Hospital in Chelmsford on March the 21st, after her daughter, Diane Gall, 60, found her unconscious in her home. She was admitted to hospital, where doctors diagnosed her with suspected sepsis and a chest infection. But then the former seamstress contracted the potentially fatal coronavirus while at hospital. Diane said, "We called an ambulance, which arrived quickly, and she was taken to Bloomfield Hospital. My brother met me there, but as I had seen her on the previous Wednesday, I was not allowed into A&E due to COVID-19. I sat in the car park for 6 hours awaiting news. They believed she had sepsis and a chest infection, and she was very poorly. They had tested her for COVID-19. We were told on the following Wednesday it was negative, which was such a relief. Unfortunately, she took a turn for the worse on the Friday and was retested. She had caught COVID-19 whilst there. As the family, we were so distressed. At her age, we didn't think she would survive. But Dorothy, who lives at Headingham Place Independent Living Home in Sibyl Headingham, did survive." Diane said, "The greatest problem was getting through to the ward for updates. The telephone would ring for hours before somebody would answer. We knew the pressure the staff were under with so many being admitted, but the stress and worry of not knowing her condition was unbelievable. Dorothy remained at the hospital for 5 weeks before eventually being moved to the Colneview Care Home in Halstead. With eight grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren, Diane is happy Dorothy's family will soon be able to see her again." Diane added, "I was there to see the ambulance arrive and was able to wave to her through the ground floor window. All I could do was cry. It was such a relief to see her face again. The doctors at Bloomfield Hospital had assured me they would get her home for her 93rd birthday, and they did. Colneview sent her home with a balloon and a beautiful birthday cake. Her smile said it all. Unfortunately, as a family, we couldn't celebrate her birthday with her, but we will as soon as the lockdown is over. Now Mum is home with 4 carers a day to help her recovery. Such determination and strength. Her words to me were, 'You didn't think a little virus was going to finish me off, did you?' Typical of Mum, always positive. She will dine out on this for a long while. Having spent so long in hospital, Dorothy has also missed the lockdown and is finding it difficult to come to terms with the measure." Diane said, "She's missed it and has no concept of what the lockdown is. The whole thing is completely alien to her. She tried to call the hairdressers for a haircut, but I had to tell her that she can't do that anymore." Dorothy was born in 1927, growing up in Holloway, London. She was a teenager during the Second World War and moved away from London during the Blitz to Harpenden in Hertfordshire, where she waited out the rest of the war. She worked as a seamstress and then a secretary for the Ford Motor Company in London, but left the city to live closer to her daughter Diane. Dorothy is now looking forward to celebrating the 75th anniversary of VE Day with the other residents of Headingham Place. And the other photograph that is with this article is a lovely picture of Dorothy with one of her great-granddaughters, and her name is Darcy, and she's 3, and she's having a big cuddle with her great-granny.